This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Democrat majority-led U.S. House of Representatives will start debate today on impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Liz Cheney says there's never been a greater betrayal by a president of his office and oath. Her statement comes a week after the president called her out at a rally before the Capitol protest, urging supporters to get rid of weak lawmakers.
The Liz Cheneys of the world.
While fellow Republican Andy Biggs is blasting Cheney.
She should resign her position as a conference chair.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's praising her.
Mr. Hurd is the honoring of the office.
Maybe more ominous for the president than House GOP defections, the New York Times reports Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is glad Democrats aren't moving against him, thinking that will help the GOP become Trump-free. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Investigators have identified more than 170 people for potential criminal charges in connection with the violence. Miguito Vilela, the Brazilian politician elected mayor of the city of Goiânia while in a coma due to COVID-19, has died from complications of the disease. It was announced on his personal Instagram account Wednesday. Local media said he was 71. Vilela's surprise election from his hospital bed made international headlines. From Washington, this is VOA News.